Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I trust you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday and you still have some leftovers to enjoy. Today, I want to take a tiny little book, Philemon, that Paul wrote and give you two words of encouragement from it. Let me start at the beginning of Philemon. It's only 25 verses long, but it is packed with a lot of truth. Let's start out with the beginning in the New Living Translation that says, "This letter is from Paul, a prisoner for preaching the good news about Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy." So Paul's writing this. He's in prison. He's hanging out with Timothy, and he's writing to Philemon, his beloved co-worker, the scripture says. And in verse 2, it says, "And to our sister, Apphia, and to our fellow soldier, Archippus, and to the church that meets in your house." So what we know is that Paul's writing to a group of believers that are meeting inside of a home. Listen to verse 3. "May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace." There are two things that if ever we needed grace and peace, it is today. In the middle of everything happening in 2020, if you're like me, I need all the grace and all the peace that I can get my hands on. My question is, where do we find that grace and peace? Well, we find it in the presence of Christ. Listen to verse 4. He goes on and says, "I always thank my God when I pray for you, Philemon, because I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people." Listen, this grace and this faith seems to be connected to Philemon, who has this wonderful faith in the Lord Jesus and a love for all of God's people. Come on now. Listen to verse 6. "And I'm praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ." In other words, Paul is reminding Philemon that this good work you're doing is found by opening your home to others. Friend, it's the holiday season, and even in the midst of COVID, let us open our heart and our home to people. Secondly, let's be sure that we are receiving grace and peace daily, that you have a time when you can pray and meditate and ask the Lord to fill you afresh and anew each day with grace and with peace. Also, as verse 4 reminds us, let us be a prayerful people during these holidays, that we pray for others as Paul and Timothy are praying for Philemon and the church in his home. And then he goes on, and let us remind ourselves that we need to have a faith in the Lord Jesus and a love for all of God's people. It is easy in the holidays to get freaked out about everything, including things like parking spaces, whether you're going to have enough money or not, who can come to your home and who can't, how many people can meet with a mask or without a mask. But the most important thing to remember is this, that we are to have a faith in the Lord Jesus, and as a result of that, a love for all of God's people, regardless of who they are, where they're from, what they look like, or what they think. My friend, listen. In verse 7, Paul says, "Your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people." You know, friend, I could use a heart refresh, couldn't you? I'll never forget a few years ago when I had a heart catheterization. The doctor came into the room where I was recovering, and he looked at Jenny and opened the chart, and he kind of chuckled, and he said, "Your heart is shockingly healthy." I think what he meant to say is, holy cow, for an old fat guy, it's amazing how healthy your heart is. But what Paul is saying to Philemon here is you've got a healthy heart because you are caring and loving for others, and that care and that love is built and fostered out of your faith in the Lord Jesus. So today, let me give you three things to do to ensure that you can build your faith in the Lord Jesus. Number one, stop and talk with him. Number two, stop and listen what he has to say after you've talked with him. And number three, ask him to place people in your path so you would recognize that he is using you for your good and for his glory. What a beautiful thing to do, to live in this peace with grace and with peace. I love it. I trust you have a great weekend, and I hope I'll see you either online or in person at sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.